wherever I put my messages there, because you don't know when those messages will be relevant. So I brought this one, and I was going through it, and I remember on the 26th of July, 2015, I preached here on a topic which I call life, the greatest asset. How many people remember that? Yeah. Life, the greatest asset. At that time, we spoke on the things that people do with their lives. And we mentioned that, at that time, I mentioned so many things that people do with their life, which I'm still going to talk about. Again, I also said that the second part of that message will come up shortly. But I realized that the second message, the second part, I've not preached it at all. It's still there where I kept it. Many people remember that I said it. So when I was going, because I wrote it down and I saw it, I said, we are still going to listen to the second part of that message, which we have not been able to do since 2015. And we are not going to do it today again. Amen. So at that time, we said some things. We said there are things that people do with their lives. And we said some people are careless about their life. We also said some people waste their life. Other things we said that some people worried about their life. And as I was looking at that message, and God was saying today that there may be some people in the church this morning that you are worried about your life. You must know that your life does not belong to you. Your life belongs to God. Like the choir sang, my life is not mine. My life belongs to God. Whatever may be the situation, whatever may be your condition, whatever may be the thing that you are passing through, I can guarantee you that God of heaven is with you and is going to see you through in Jesus' name. 7 years, our sister gave the testimony. They were worried. Even in between, they were still worried because of what the doctors have said. But they hold on to the word of God. We also said, some people have given up on their life. Are you here today? You've given up on your life. This is not the time to give up. Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the thought that I have toward you, the thought of good and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. That's the plan, that's the purpose of God for us. So we must not give up with our life. And we said on that day that some people spend their life. And I took us through a series of things that some people spend their life. And we said at that time what it means to spend our life. We said to spend means to use one's life in a way that cannot be used again. We also said to spend means to allow time to pass in a specified way or in a particular place while we are winding away the time or doing no activities. Three, we said to spend means to use in such a way that one's life continues to depreciate as the day goes by. We use our life in such a way that it's just depreciating. It's not increasing. You are not getting anything out of life. We also said to spend means to do something that does not allow life to appreciate. When you continue to do something that does not allow your life to appreciate, you are spending your time. But when we put all these things together, how do we come to that conclusion when you see somebody and say, oh, this person, he has wasted his life? How do you come to that conclusion? What are the things? What are the parameters? What are the things that you will be looking at when, before you can say, this person has wasted his life or he has spent his life? And that will take us to today's topic again. It's not a message, so to say, I'm not going to preach. It's like a workshop because it's not my habit to prepare PowerPoint, but I've decided to prepare PowerPoint for this because it's going to be a kind of workshop, so to say, if we want to call it that way, but from the scripture. And what we are going to be looking at today is this, like I've said, it's not the second part, but another topic entirely. And I'm going to be talking about time, the most valuable asset. Time, the most valuable asset. Thank you. Time, the most valuable asset. And I want us to read together the book of Psalm. Psalm 90, verse 12. Psalm 90, verse 12. Psalm 90, verse 12. We are going to read it together. Psalm 90, verse 12. 1, 2, go. So teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Let's read it again. So teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. That is the prayer of David, saying, God, teach us to number our days, that we may apply our heart unto wisdom. Teach us the way we spend our time, so that we can apply our heart unto wisdom. And when we look at it, we find that time is one of the, life is very important. Life is, I would say, is the greatest asset you can have. If you don't have life, there's nothing again. The Bible says a living dog is better than a dead lion. When you have life, you can still do so many things. When there's no life, there's little you can do. But one of the things that is important again is time. Time is very, very important. And we need to watch out the way we spend our time. What is time? What is time? When a baby is born, we will be so happy, celebrating, believing God that this child will live up to 100 years or above. But in between, we know this child will spend a lot of time before he can get to this other part. From 0 to 100 years. So, in between, how much is in that bag? Is in that bag that we call time. How much is there? It's very difficult to quantify, but we can quantify it. Time, it is the passing of life. The passing of life, you have your life, and as time is going, your life is going. Your life is going. I've said I'm not preaching. That is a man, a boy, who is just born, maybe a few years, and is expecting to reach the age of that man, that old man. In between, there's time. It is the passing of life. It is an economic resource that is common to everyone. The life you have, or the time you have, is the same time that I've got. What happened to us in life is the way we use our own time. And that is why sometimes we ask people, somebody, God bless this one. This one is blessed. This one is blessed. Why am I not blessed? That may be because of the way you spend your time, or the way you are spending your time. Number three, is the most democratically distributed resources. There's no partiality with time. The same time you have is the same time I've got. The same time Billy Gates had or have or is having now is the same time that you and me that we are having. Time, again, it cannot be bought, sold, stored, or saved. You cannot buy time. You cannot sell time. You cannot save time. You cannot store it. One time, I remember when we were in secondary school, we used to say, and everybody who is here, we probably know that there's an adage. We normally say that once time is lost, it can never be regained. Once you've decided not to spend the time that you have, there's no way you can get it again. Time cannot be expanded. That is, you cannot increase it. Some of us will say, I wish I have 48 hours. Those of you who are doing your project now, I know some of you will say, I wish I have 24 hours. It will not happen. Whether you finish your project or you didn't finish it, that's your cup of tea. Your time, you cannot expand it. Sometimes I wish I have 48 hours to do what I wanted to do, but it is impossible. Time, it is something that you cannot recover. It is irreplaceable. Time, it is highly perishable. If you don't use it, it will go. It's just like food you have. If you don't eat the food will spoil. So, it is highly perishable. Time is both valuable and limited. Time is valuable and is very limited. And finally, time is money. Time is money. Time is money. But I put something there. Time is money, but money cannot buy time. I've said this is not preaching, because you can see that most of these things is either from, particularly those pictures, they are from internet. So to say, time is money. And so, how much is there in that bag, which we call time? You can, if we look at it, I have a table, I have some calculation that I did. In a single day, how many hours do we have? We have 24 hours. How many minutes? We have 1,440 minutes. And we have 86,400 seconds just in a single day. Those of you who are mathematicians, I know you will be looking at my figure, whether it is correct. Don't mind me if it's not correct, but this is just to give you an idea of what is happening. But I think it's correct. In a year, which is 365 days, you have 8,760 hours. And you have, in a year, you have 525,600 minutes. And we have 31,536,000 seconds. If you are 30 years old here, the values of hours, minutes, and seconds you have is what I've put there. If you are 30 years, or roughly 30 years, you have about 946 million seconds. If you are 70 years here, I don't know what the way I can call those numbers. I think they are too big for me to call. But I can call that of hours. You have 613,200 hours. And you can see that figure belongs to every one of us. Even my son that is looking at me, that figure belongs to you. Praise God. So, whatever your age is, you can do your own calculation and see the amount of time that you have got. So, if we have that time, how do we want to use it? This is the question I want us to just think about for a few seconds. How do you want to use your time? What is the expectation of God for you concerning time? And I've put here, God expects us to spend and use our time wisely. God expects us to use our time wisely. Why? Because he knows that there are many things in life that we want to distract us, that will not allow us to use our time the way we should have used it. There are so many things. We will be talking about that if we have time. Number two, God expects us not to waste our time so as to afford regret in the future. You see, some people, they've spent their life, and when they are old, they'll say, I wish I've done this, I've done that. This will not be our portion in Jesus' name. In John 9:4, Jesus said, I must walk the walk of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no man can walk. If we die today and we have to appear before God, what are we going to say before him? Are we going to regret the time that we have spent? And that's the challenge I want to put before us today. And this challenge I always think about every single day of my life. Am I using my life the way I'm supposed to use it? If I spend what I've spent now of my life, I mean, people will say I've lived a good life. That is, if the year I've spent now, I'm able to spend the same amount of years, then that will be very, very good for me. Because I would have spent more than 100 years. So, it is important that as Christians we know what God wants for us. We should not waste our time. Number three, God expects us to know that he's a God of time. God himself is a God of time. Genesis 1:1. Genesis 1:1, what is in Genesis 1:1? We can all recite it. It said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. What is that beginning? That beginning is 0 hour. It's 0 second. When there was nothing, God created the heaven and the heart in the beginning. So God is interested in our time. God is a God of time. In Genesis 1:5, the Bible says, God called the light day and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. So you have first day in verse 5. In verse 8, we have second day. In verse 13, we have the third day. In verse 19, we have the fourth day. In verse 23, we have the fifth day. In verse 31, we have the sixth day. And when we get to Genesis 2:2, the Bible says, God rested on the seventh day. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had done. And he rested on the seventh day from his work which he had done. Time. First day, second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day. God rested. Time is very, very important. And I've put some things here. God decided to do some specific things in a specific way. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 to 11 tells us, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, from verses 1 to 11, says, to everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck what is planted. Go to verse 11 because of our time. Verse 11. He has made everything beautiful in his own time. So that tells us that God has got a time. So how we spend our time is what we need to think about. And there are so many things in life where we spend our time. We spend our time on some unnecessary things. And I've tagged those things. I've called them common time wasters and robbers. Sometimes we think the only robber we have are the arm robber. But there are things that we do that are robbers, that are time wasters. One of them is, I put here, your time may be impacted by external factor, imposed by other people and things. Number two, the time management is misleading because that's what people use. They said how to manage your time. But how to manage your time, is that true? Next, it is not true because you cannot manage your time, but manage the infant in your life. You can only manage the effect in your life because there's no way. You cannot say time now is 20 after, so stop. I want to manage you. You cannot do that. I want you to stop because I have something to do. You cannot do that. The only thing you can do is to manage the effect that you do within this period. And that is why time is very important. Next, work out how you use your available time as efficiently as possible. And the number one thing that takes our time, that is a time waster, is procrastination. That is number one thing. I will do it tomorrow. I will do it next tomorrow. I will do it this time. I will do it that time. Before we know what is happening, time is going. The action of delaying, that's the meaning of procrastination. The action of delaying or postponing something that must be done. The action of ruining your life for no apparent reasons. No reason for doing that. But you decided, no, I'm not going to do it now. I will postpone it. There's a work that God has called you to do. No, I'm not going to do it now. I'm going to do it tomorrow. But time is going. What are the causes of that? Sometimes we doubt ourselves. Am I able to do it? Can I do it? Can I make it? We are looking for perfection. Sometimes we are looking for perfection. If this thing is not the way I want it, then I have to leave it. If you continue to do that, you are wasting your time. Excessive socialization. Sometimes you want to engage with people. You want to be. You want to do what other people are doing, and you waste your time. Next slide, because of time. How do we deal with that? Allocate enough time for complex work. Some of the work you do, break work into smaller tasks. If you find that something will take your time that you cannot do immediately, break it into small tasks. That will really help us. If it involves some form of creativity, do it when you are at your most energetic time. Use deadlines. Set deadlines for yourself. That will help us. Number two, telephone. Yes, everybody has got telephone. One of the things that wastes my time is telephone. Sometimes some people will call me and they will spend 1 hour. You yourself, it happened to you. It wastes a lot of time. And I believe almost every one of us in this room will spend a lot of time on telephone. These are time wasters. I remember in those days, some people will call me around 11 and they will not stop till around 12. And I begin to think to myself, this time I'm really wasting it. Because at the end of the day, you find that there's nothing useful that you are discussing. If you will spend 1 hour with me, think about it. People that have called you for 1 hour, what are the things that you can say they are saying that is useful? I doubt it. Except if it's related to work. And I'm very sure nobody will be discussing something for 1 hour with you as regard work. 1 hour. Oh, something happened yesterday. Do you know something happened? Do you know something happened? Oh, I even went to somewhere. And they will begin to tell you story. Story that will not add anything to our lives. I've said this is not a preaching. It's just for us to think about it. Go home and think of what we can do. Because Simon says, teach me to number my days, to number my time, to number my hour, to number the way I'm spending my days, that I may apply my heart unto wisdom. Go to another slide. Number three, social media. If you are the type, just pander on me for this slide. But you know how many hours you spend on Facebook. Facebook. Sometimes I see some people, oh, this person has changed his profile. This person has changed his profile. And before you know, in the next 1 minute, this person has changed his profile. You continue to change your profile. I always wonder, how do you manage to just continue to change your profile on Facebook? For what purpose? Some of us will spend a lot. What I did when I know that I was being tempted to look at Facebook is to remove it from my phone. I don't install it because I will be tempted to look at it. So if you are the type that you spend a lot of time on Facebook, remove it so that it doesn't take your time. And when you know you can control it, install it back. But you see today, you see or somebody will post something there, and before you know it, you will see another thing. And Facebook is good, WhatsApp is good, everything is good, but we need to be careful about it. It's a robber. It's a time waster. Something that is really wasting our time, something that is not adding value to what we're supposed to do. And you see some people, they make a lot of comments that are not even necessary. And I will begin to ask myself, why is this person making this comment? No reason, they just want to say something. Praise God. WhatsApp, social media, go back. I will stop now. What other thing that are there? Facebook, Instagram, what other thing? Okay. Praise God. Oh, who is that? No. Who is? Where is Fumi? Fumi is not here. Praise God. Fumi. Social media, what are the things that they will use in social medias? WhatsApp, Facebook, and what are the other things? Instagram, Snapchat. Okay. Praise God. These are the things that takes our time. As children of God, we need to know what to do. Number four, unexpected visitors. Somebody will say, we are Nigeria, we are Africa. Yes, we are. But it is important that we think about it. People will just knock at your door. I mean, in Nigeria, people will not even call you that they are coming. And somebody will be traveling from Kano to Lagos to come and see you without telling you that they are coming. And they will come, they will waste your time. It's even better in this place because if you go to somebody's house, you may not meet the person because the person might have gone to work. So if you go, if you don't tell the person that I'm coming, you will be wasting your own time. Praise God. These are the things that waste our time. We should think about what we can do. I will mention the last one before we go. Games, KT, Babs, where are the other? Where is Debo? Debo football, Man U, Chelsea. These are the things that waste our time. Time wasters. I'm not going to go for ladies today. Praise God. There are still many other things. Just let's go. Let's leave other things. Let's go to the last one. We watch this video and we are going to stop on that. Click on that video, please. No, go back. The black one. No, yes. Just click anywhere there. It should work, I guess. Okay, go to the link then. Let's see the link. Go back to the link. That will be the last thing that we are going to look at. Sorry, this is where we are going to stop. Once the video is on, it's just the summary of everything that we have said. And I will conclude. Okay, while we are still waiting for that, how will you use your time this week? That's the question I want you to go home with. How am I going to use my time this week? Romans 13:11 tells us what we should do. Colossians 4:5b, he said, make the most of every opportunity. Every opportunity we have, we should make use of it very well. Colossians 4:5b. Ephesians 5:15 to 16. The Bible says, be careful, be very careful, then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. And 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 1 to 3 says, use your time to prepare for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is important that we use our time wisely. It is important that we consider the things that we use our time on. I pray that God will help us, so that by the time we finish our race on this earth, we will not regret of not have using our time the way we're supposed to use it. And if you want to go before God this afternoon to just talk to God, I want us to talk to God this afternoon. Pray that prayer that David prayed. Lord, teach me to number my days, that I may apply my heart unto wisdom. If you want to pray for forgiveness the way you have used your time in the past that are not valuable, we can just talk to God and say, Father, I've realized that I've used my time in the way that is not acceptable to you. Please forgive me. The rest of my life I want to commit into your hands. I want you to help me so that I can use my time the way you want me to use it. I want to use my time the way that is will be valuable to myself, to my family, to the church of God, to our nation. Many things we use our time on, they are not valuable. They are things that added nothing into our life. Let's just pray this afternoon as we go, that God will help us. God will teach us the way to use our time. The Holy Spirit will guide us even as we go this week. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. For in Jesus' wonderful name, we have prayed. Amen. Everlasting God, we thank you so much for this moment that we spend before you. Thank you because you are God of time. Even as we go this week, we know our time is in your hand. According to Psalm 31, verse 15. Jehovah, we pray that you will go with us so that we will use our time wisely in Jesus' name. Father, we pray that the life you have given to us, Father, we will use it to impact our generation for good in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we bless your name. We give you praises. We thank you for all our brethren that have traveled. Father, we ask that you bring them back safely in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank you, Father, for those that will be traveling. We ask, O Lord, that you will go with them in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we bless your name. For in Jesus' wonderful name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Can we stand up to share the grace?